In this bulletin, Victoria is set to reopen ahead of schedule as new COVID cases fall to single digits. Armenian and Azeri forces have exchanged fire for a second day. And in the tennis, Spaniard Rafael Nadal eases into the second round of the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. High-risk Victorian industries such as aged care, abattoirs and hospitals will have their own target testing as authorities try to ensure the state's coronavirus numbers keep dropping. While there were 3 deaths on Monday, new Victorian cases fell to just 5, the lowest daily number since June the 12th. Melbourne's crucial 14-day new case average is down to 20.3, but low testing rates remain an issue, with only 6,807 conducted by Monday. Premier Daniel Andrews says testing numbers need to stay high for authorities to be confident about further easing restrictions.
Any symptoms whatsoever, don't wait a day. Don't wait an hour. Please go and get tested. There's, in many respects, the most valuable commodity at the moment is you getting tested. If you're positive, we protect and support you. We protect and support your family. And we protect every family because you're then not, often unknowingly, spreading the virus to other people.
An inquiry into the hotel quarantine failures in Victoria has heard they are directly responsible for the deaths of more than 700 people and more than 18,000 infections. The final submissions were made on the same day new case numbers in Victoria dropped to 5, the lowest number since early June. Council assisting Tony Neal told the inquiry public servants were under pressure and had been given just 36 hours to set up the program following a national cabinet announcement on March 27th.
There will be no suggestion from those assisting you that those engaged in setting up this program worked other than with the best of intent and to the best of their ability. Bad faith or corruption is not what the evidence shows.
Former Judge Jennifer Cote is due to deliver her final report on November the 6th. The World Health Organization has reached a deal to roll out 120 million rapid diagnostic coronavirus tests for low and middle income countries. From October, the tests will be available at a maximum of $5 for each unit for Africa and Latin America over a 6-month period. Although more than 999,000 COVID-19 deaths have been recorded worldwide since the pandemic began, WHO's Mike Ryan suspects there could be more.
If anything, the numbers that are currently reported probably represent an underestimate of those individuals who have either contracted COVID-19 or have died as a cause of it.
The United Nations has expressed concern about hostilities and force used in the conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan over the Nagorno-Karabakh region. More than 50 servicemen have reportedly been killed and hundreds wounded, with both sides blaming each other for the new attacks, among the worst seen since 2016. The region has been the source of past fighting between the two former Soviet republics because it's inside Azerbaijan, but it is run by ethnic Armenians. UN spokesman for the Secretary General, Stefan Dujarric, is calling for de-escalating tension and meaningful negotiation to end the deadly fighting.
The Secretary General just advised me that he just spoke to the President of Azerbaijan, and he will be speaking very shortly with the Prime Minister of Armenia.
In tennis, Spaniard Rafael Nadal has eased into the second round of the French Open in Paris as he attempts to claim his 13th title. Nadal is hoping to equal Swiss star Roger Federer's record of 20 Grand Slam men's singles titles. He defeated Belarusian Igor Gerasimov in 3 sets and says a positive attitude is important in this difficult time.
It's a different Roland Garros, completely different that we are used to. And the meteorological conditions are very challenging, but here we are to try our best. And for me, this year is as special as everyone that I am here in Roland Garros.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, shower or two developing, 21 degrees. Adelaide, more showers, 21. Melbourne, early fog, then mostly sunny, 21. Hobart, mostly sunny and 19. Canberra, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Wollongong, much the same, 19. Sydney, similar conditions and 20. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 21. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, also cloudy, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 34 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.